Hi there. The word for today is on relationships. In Genesis 2 verse 22, the Bible says, "The Lord God made a woman, and he brought her to the man." Adam lived in a perfect neighborhood and had a perfect job, one God gave him. Hey, it doesn't get much better than that. Nevertheless, he was lonely. Something was missing in his life. So the Bible says, "But for Adam no suitable helper was found, so the Lord God made a woman." God recognized Adam's need for companionship, and he met that need. However, this is where some of us, acting on loneliness or frustration or bad advice, rush ahead of God. There's a reason that one of the nine gifts of the Spirit listed in the Bible is called the discerning of spirits, or the ability to distinguish between spirits. When somebody comes into your life, they don't just bring their looks, talents, and financial assets. They also bring their spirit. Have you ever been around someone with a controlling spirit, or a vindictive spirit, or a resentful spirit, or a negative spirit? Then you know why this particular gift, the discerning of spirits, is so important. So make yourself a hard jury, one that's not easily convinced, one that requires concrete evidence before reaching a verdict. And remember, it's better to lengthen the deliberation process and ensure that the decision you make in relationships is right than to reach a hasty conclusion and end up with a broken heart. You may not feel wise and experienced when it comes to making such decisions, but hear this. It's not how much you know that arms you with the tools of great decision-making. It's how much you ask. And the first person you need to ask is God. And the time to do it is before, not after, you get into a relationship. And that's the word for you today.